Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The UK Entomology Department has recently developed a web page featuring the most up-to-date information on the Zika virus and its potential spread. Extension entomologist Lee Townsend.
This is a UK website. The idea is to have sort of a gateway so that people can get to both information from the CDC on what the national status is of Zika, and also to look at specific information for Kentucky so they will be up to date and confident they know where we stand in dealing with Zika for the year.
Townsend says one way we can all help is to take some basic steps in homeowner mosquito control.
They are very basic steps. The message is the same whether we have a disease potential or not. It's just the idea of getting rid of any breeding sites that you have around your home and landscape to protect yourself from mosquitoes and just to generally be alert.
A phone call to your local extension office can help you get to that specific website to learn more about proactive steps all of us can take to decrease the potential spread of this disease. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
UK entomologist Lee Townsend says the most prevalent mosquito variety pestering us in Kentucky, the Asian tiger, isn't a known carrier of Zika virus, but it could potentially become one. His advice? Reduce its population.
Generally, the Asian tiger mosquito doesn't wander far from its breeding sites, 150 to 200 yards. So by dealing with things in your landscape, you can have a big role in what sort of mosquito problems you have. This is a container breeding mosquito, so it lays its eggs in places that are likely to collect water. That can be tree hole cavities, discarded tires, buckets, even the little dishes that we put under flower pots outside. It doesn't take much standing water for this mosquito to breed, and we can do an awful lot to reduce our problems by just being vigilant around the home site.
We'll have a related Zika update in the next few days. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.